Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. This is the place to sing good songs, hear a good story, and learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. So hurry up and get your chores done. Grab a snack and sidle up by the radio and join Mr. Woods and the kids' choir in singing. Thank you, choir. There's nothing like hearing children's voices blending together to sing praise to the Lord. You know, Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You notice it says, making melody. It doesn't say making jive or jazz or rap or dissonance, or clamor or clatter. It says melody, where the melody and music enhances the message of the song. And you'll also notice that the verse said, making melody unto the Lord. Our song should bring praise and attention to our Lord Jesus Christ and all that He's done for us, not to ourselves. It's not about us. We want to sing and learn good scriptural songs, songs based on the Word of God. The songs we learn as children go with us through life, and if they're biblical songs, they'll stand us in good stead, as the Bible says, in the night season. And may I make an important suggestion to you, boys and girls? If you're singing a song and the words don't seem to make sense to you, go to your teacher or parents and ask what the troubling word means. It will help you to know what you're singing about, or you may find out that you're singing the wrong word because you were hearing it wrong. That's what happened to a little girl I remember. We had learned a happy little chorus, I keep in touch with Jesus, and He keeps touch with me, and so we walk together in perfect harmony. Good song? Right. Sure is. But on the bus, Terry was joyfully singing, I keep in Dutch with Jesus. Well, in her case, I'm afraid she may have been singing the truth, but she needed to learn what the song really said. And another child was heard to sing Bringing in the Sheeps instead of Bringing in the Sheaves. Now, I know that may be how she heard the word, or maybe she had no idea what sheaves were. That good song was written long before her time, over 150 years ago, when farmers harvested their wheat by cutting it low to the ground gathering it into bundles in their arms, tying a heavy string around it, and setting it up in shocks to dry. When it was dry, then, the farmer took it to the barn or stacked it to store for the winter food for his animals. So, let's think about the song's message and really make melody to the Lord. And now, choir, help us understand your words. Today we finish our true story from Thailand. It was a major crisis when poor little Braddett accidentally knocked Happy Idol off his shelf. Father was furious and all were deathly afraid the evil floating spirits would do terrible evil to them and in revenge. Then Father came home with the awful news that the neighbor's idol shelf had disappeared. Mother panicked. Have the spirits attacked him? Is the fruit still on his trees? Is he sick? No. In fact, Braesong and his wife threw their idol shelf down on purpose. They took it down and everything to do with it. Braesong's cousin in the next village has become a Christian. He lent Braesong a Bible to read. It tells you that God made the world, that he is the true, real God, the one who made us too. I didn't know that before. That Bible tells you about God's Son called the Lord Jesus. It tells how he died and then came back to life. That's impossible, Mother exclaimed. Well, Braesong says that Jesus is alive, and he and his wife have asked this Jesus to be in charge of them for the rest of their lives. Braddett was full of questions, but now was not the time to speak. Father was saying, we Thai people try to get to heaven by doing good things, but Braesong says that won't cover up our bad things. He says we ought to be punished for sins. But if Jesus took the blame, then we don't need to be punished. Then we don't need to work our way to heaven after all. All was quiet. Then Braddett heard Father whisper, Jesus took the blame. He died instead of me. We could be forgiven too, like Braesong and his wife. That night, Father didn't make a new idol shelf after all. Not that night or ever. He walked to Braesong's house to return the tools. And when he returned, Mother asked, is Braesong all right? Have the spirits attacked him? Wait, Father said. He's fine. His new God is stronger than all the spirits. Nothing's wrong. Braesong says if something goes wrong, his new God will protect and help him. Mother broke into sobs. I'm afraid of the spirit of the broken idol. So am I, Braddett wailed, and of the spirit of the dead person. What dead person? Let's think. Idols by themselves can't have any power. They're just made by people. Old Uncle D in the next village made the happy idol years ago. The sad idol couldn't fix him. They can't help each other, so they can't help us. I've always been afraid of the fierce spirits, too. But Braesong says his new God is more powerful than all the spirits. Father was thinking. Should he take down the idol shelf? The happy idol was broken, but it hadn't made any difference in their lives. Maybe we don't need to fear the floating spirits after all. The next day, Braddock watched a strange sight. Father carried a big box down the ladder. Inside the box were the family idol shelf, the sad and happy idols, the incense sticks, the pictures, and the little saucers for food. Father brought the whole thing down and took it to Braysong's house, where the Christians from the other village had gathered. They were very excited. They began to pray to the real God. Then Braddock's father and mother prayed too. They said, "Lord Jesus, we want to worship you only. Forgive us for all the wrong things we've ever done. Come into our lives and help us to live for you. Protect us from the fierce spirits." Then they all started to sing, happily and loudly, enjoying every word. A Thai farmer gave Father a book. "Here are the teachings of Jesus for you," he said. Father handed Braddock the book. "Here, you hold it. I have something I want to do." Braddock wanted to look at the book, but he was watching his father. Father reached into his pocket and took out a box of matches. He lit 5, and they kindled flames all around the idol shelf and everything in the box. Braddock saw his father and his mother smiling through the glowing flames. "I'm going to be a Christian, too," he thought. Father moved near Braddock and whispered, "Braddock, do you know why all this has happened? It's because you broke the happy idol. You thought it was a mistake, but it's made us like new people." A great big smile lit up Braddock's face. He wasn't afraid of evil spirits anymore. He was wondering if there are bands and drum majors in heaven. God changed Braddock's life forever. And he can change your life, too, if in repentance for your sin and by faith in the dear Lord Jesus Christ, you'll receive him as your Savior. You, too, can know the peace and joy that only the Lord Jesus Christ can bring. Trust him alone. Oh, and I also want to tell you that when Braddock grew up, he became the pastor of a church in Thailand where he teaches about the Lord Jesus, the true God. And now, God bless you. Until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening. And tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.